Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own town to be registered. Joseph, also from the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, I guess you've picked up over the last 20 years of me preaching that I am not the world's biggest fan of those Hollywood movies which announce at some point in the true meaning of Christmas is family. Now, I like my family. I miss my family. I'm glad you all have families. I get excited about being with families, both, you know, extended and I know there's people with the COVID thing who are not going to be with their families now. It touches my heart. It makes me sad they're not with their families. But let's be honest. I really think Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. I really do. I mean, I don't think it's a stretch. It's Christ Mass, by the way, which I laugh when these people don't even know what that means. But I had an epiphany this week, right there. I was praying because I have 3 sermons to deliver in 2 days, and I was needing some help. And it hit me, the true meaning of Christmas, it's really family. But not the way Hollywood means it. God wants to be with his family. God wants to be with his family, and he promises to be with his family. And the incarnation is God coming with the promise to be with his family. And that's why Jesus was born. See, we are the much-loved rebel children of God. And this is treading on set because, I mean, one of the things about Christmas is it's the most wonderful time. It's also the most depressing because it's where really you get hit by the stuff that's not right. And for a lot of families, things aren't right. And there's missing people and there's missing pieces. And so I want you to think about how hard it is on people who are looking at an empty chair this year. And then think about God, whose entire family is so dysfunctional, like none of them really get him. That's the true meaning of Christmas. He wants to give us freedom, and we say, let's wander far from home. At the 3 o'clock service when we preached to the kids, this is basically God said, I have a great idea. Why don't we be a big, happy family? And all the kids got together and said, nah, nah. And what does the world end up looking like? It can be a terribly lonely place. Even for those of us who have wonderful lives, there are moments of isolation. There's moments of fear. There's moments of emptiness. For a lot of people, there's poverty and hunger. There's a lot of violence. And I'm not just talking about rich people on airplanes, right? I'm not talking about people who have everything you could ask for and more, slugging it out in airplanes. I'm talking about people who are in destitute poverty and the absolute violence and the death that's going on. So we live in a world that's filled with all this deep sadness, and there's so much anger and fear. And meanwhile, God's saying, I did not intend it to be a place of death. So he came among us. At the creation, God looked at the guy he made, the first one, said, it is not a good idea for this guy to be alone. So he made other people. And when somebody asked Jesus, what's the rules of life? What's the rules of life? He said, why don't you love each other and love God? Love each other and love God. Love God, love people, because sin separates you from each other and it separates you from God and it splits you in half. Our sins, you know, we got all these morals things. It's not about laws. It's about what breaks your heart, what breaks your family, what breaks your friendships, what makes the misery of the world. But you know, God is tenacious. He said, nah, I'm going to raise your nah and give it a double nah. I am going to do something about this because I want my children to be together. So he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. And on Sunday, because we do have church, every Sunday here, so you're welcome to come back. And on Sunday, I'm getting to preach on John 1, which I never preach on because it's always the Sunday after the associate gets, but this is my weekend, so I get to do it. And on John 1, it's this melody, this hymn, this theologically immense work, where it says, the word came among us, he came to his own did not receive them. And it's exactly what Luke is telling us. And I could shake a finger at the people who translate the Bible because they make the whole thing cattywampus. I'm sorry to use such strong language during the sermon, but that's just the way it is. So, I grew up in a tradition where no room in the inn. No room in the inn. And it's all about no room in the inn. But let's be honest, this is not America that Jesus was born in. They didn't have inns. Like, you didn't have a street full of all these inns. The word is katalima, which means the undressing room, the room where you just relax, also known as a guest room. Because that's where you went. You went to someone's house in a guest room. Now, there was an occasional inn. I'm not saying there was none. But it wasn't like this. So when they came to the house, there was a place where people lived. There was a place where they slept. A lot of times it was up on the roof because it was the weather. And they had a room for guests. And then kind of downstairs was where the animals slept. And the animals served a double function. They kept them safe from marauding people or wolves and stuff. And it heated up the house because sometimes at night it would get cold. And so what this meant was Mary and Joseph, there's no room for them in the place where they're supposed to be, i.e. the world that says no room for Jesus. And they put him down with the animals. And here's where it gets real interesting, because they wrap him with linen strips and they put him in a feeding trough. And if your Christmas decorations look like mine, it's this nice wooden construction, because in America we have trees everywhere. I mean, Memphis, that's all it is, trees, right? So you would make everything out of wood. Not there, they don't have trees. And they're sure not going to waste them on a place to feed animals. So what they had is stones. You just dug out a stone, you threw the food in the stone, and the animals came and ate out of this stone. All right, so are you starting to get the picture here? Wrapped up in cloth, in a trough, no room in the guest room. Go to the end of the gospel. Jesus says, go to the guest room and let's prepare the Last Supper. And to the Last Supper, he says, I'm food. In the feeding trough. And a few hours later, they kill him. and he's wrapped up in linen strips. And they laid him on a slab. The gospel message is found in Christmas. It's a message that God says, I want to be with you. I don't care the cost. I don't care if you kill me. I want to be with you. I want to be with you. So Jesus fulfills the promise. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Come, let us adore him. Amen.